1.
Teenagers who send more than 120 text messages a day are more likely to have sex, drink, use drugs, and get into fights, a new study has found. The research from the Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, found there was a strong link between hypertexting and risky behavior. Lead researcher Dr. Scott Frank said one of the causes of excessive messaging could be poor parenting.
Now listen again.
Teenagers who send more than 120 text messages a day are more likely to have sex, drink, use drugs, and get into fights, a new study has found. The research from the Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, found there was a strong link between hypertexting and risky behavior. Lead researcher Dr. Scott Frank said one of the causes of excessive messaging could be poor parenting.
2.
Time magazine has named Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, as their Person of the Year 2010. Zuckerberg, 26, is the second youngest winner of the accolade. He won the award for connecting 12% of the planet on his social networking site. This is an impressive statistic, considering the site has yet to make any impression in China. Mr. Zuckerberg said on Wednesday, naturally on his Facebook page, "Being named as Time Person of the Year is a real honor and recognition of how our little team is building something that hundreds of millions of people want to use to make the world more open and connected."
Now listen again.
Time magazine has named Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, as their Person of the Year 2010. Zuckerberg, 26, is the second youngest winner of the accolade. He won the award for connecting 12% of the planet on his social networking site. This is an impressive statistic, considering the site has yet to make any impression in China. Mr. Zuckerberg said on Wednesday, naturally on his Facebook page, "Being named as Time Person of the Year is a real honor and recognition of how our little team is building something that hundreds of millions of people want to use to make the world more open and connected."
3.
We are causing so much damage to our planet that it will soon affect the global economy. This bleak warning is according to a new United Nations report called the Global Biodiversity Outlook, GBO. The paper says there are many important ecosystems on our planet that are in danger. These tipping points in our natural world are where man's negative impact on nature will start costing national economies. Examples of these are the deaths of coral reefs, the destruction of huge areas of forest, or major pollution of rivers.
Now listen again.
We are causing so much damage to our planet that it will soon affect the global economy. This bleak warning is according to a new United Nations report called the Global Biodiversity Outlook, GBO. The paper says there are many important ecosystems on our planet that are in danger. These tipping points in our natural world are where man's negative impact on nature will start costing national economies. Examples of these are the deaths of coral reefs, the destruction of huge areas of forest, or major pollution of rivers.
4.
A French model who suffered from anorexia and campaigned to raise awareness of it has died from it Isabel Carroll, 28, appeared in an advertising campaign showing her dangerously thin body. The posters of her showed her naked body, which was pretty much all skin and bone. The slogan beneath her read, "No anorexia." She weighed just 27 kilograms. She gained worldwide media attention from the posters. This meant she could use TV interviews to warn women of the dangers of eating disorders, especially in the fashion industry. Ms. Caro was sick for a long time before she passed away. She spent many years in and out of hospitals. She tried many times to beat anorexia, but failed.
Now listen again.
A French model who suffered from anorexia and campaigned to raise awareness of it has died from it. Isabel Carroll, 28, appeared in an advertising campaign showing her dangerously thin body. The posters of her showed her naked body, which was pretty much all skin and bone. The slogan beneath her read, "No anorexia." She weighed just 27 kilograms. She gained worldwide media attention from the posters. This meant she could use TV interviews to warn women of the dangers of eating disorders, especially in the fashion industry. Ms. Caro was sick for a long time before she passed away. She spent many years in and out of hospitals. She tried many times to beat anorexia, but failed.